Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, today from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, living in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Lazarus, Come Out.
A reading from the Good News according to John. The sisters of Lazarus sent word to Jesus, saying, Master, the one you love is ill. When Jesus heard this, he said, This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then, after this, he said to his disciples, Let us go back to Judea. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise. Martha said, I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. He became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Sir, come and see. And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, See how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died? So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me. And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, Untie him and let him go. Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. This story has been told over and over again through the centuries. People have asked what it was like for Martha or Mary or Jesus himself or all those onlookers, the friends and neighbors who witnessed what happened. Look, I'd like to tell you now how it was for me, Lazarus. It was a remarkable experience. Jesus was our close friend, our very close friend. He used to come and visit us often in our home in Bethany, where we lived together, my sisters Martha and Mary and me. Our home was like an oasis for him, a place to get away from the crowds and relax with a good meal and a glass or two of wine. We loved his company. He told good stories, and we had deep discussions about the meaning of life. We laughed a lot, too. He saw the world differently than most people did. He appreciated the universe, not only the people he met, but also all of nature, the birds and the trees, the lakes and the mountains. Everything and everyone spoke to him of the Father's love and care for us. He was filled with life and wanted more than anything to share that life. He used to say, "I came that you may have life and have it in abundance." Then one day I got sick, sick unto death. My sisters cared for me, but it wasn't enough. I kept getting worse. They were desperate and decided to send word to our good friend Jesus to come and heal me. We all knew that Jesus could heal. When he came into people's lives, the deaf heard, the blind saw, and the crippled leapt for joy. Word has it that he even raised some people from the dead. Amazing, but I think it's true. So my sisters sent word to him that I was dying. Could he come and heal me? He was in Jerusalem at the time, not very far away. He could have come right away, and if he had, all this wouldn't have happened. He could have come and healed me. But the fact is, for some reason, he didn't. He waited so long that by the time he arrived, I had already been in that tomb for 4 days. Why? Martha and Mary didn't understand either, and they challenged him in a way only close friends can speak to one another. They said, each of them, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." Was that true? Would he, could he have healed me? Could he have prevented my death? We'll never know. In any case, I lay there in that cold, dark place for days, wrapped in burial cloths. I lay there suspended between life and death. When I had stopped breathing, when my heart had stopped beating, they said that I was gone. But I knew that I wasn't gone. I had arrived. I entered then into an incredible place of light and love and beauty and goodness and truth, all that we long for as we make our way on this earth. I knew then what Jesus meant when he talked about life in abundance. This was the eternal life he had promised. And yet, something was pulling me back. Maybe a sense of not yet being ready, not having accomplished all that I was meant to do. I felt that though my body lay in cold repose, my soul was still hovering over the crowd that had gathered. I watched and I listened and I saw that Jesus wept. I realized then how much he loved me. This was no ordinary funeral. This was an extraordinary manifestation of the glory of God. He told them to remove the stone. Then he stepped forward, and with full confidence in his Father's power, working through him, he called out, "Lazarus, come out." It was like a lightning bolt for me. In an instant, my soul was reunited with my body, and I felt life pulsing through my veins. I shifted from one side to the other. I moved as much as I could, my arms and my legs. I sat up. I stood up. I walked slowly, painstakingly out of the tomb. The crowd was astonished to see me alive again. Then Jesus said simply, "Untie him and let him go." Untie him and let him go. Indeed, I was freed at that moment, not just from the burial cloths that held me, but from everything that held me back from life. Freed from fear and hatred and doubt and all the barriers that kept me from living life in abundance. What is the tomb in your life that keeps you in darkness? What is the call that unties the bonds that hold you back? Do you hear the voice of the risen Christ, summoning you to another way of living? I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die.